get back to where it was.
And these rains sidelining the corn and soybean harvest in northeastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. CHS Ag Services credit manager Jake Brown says there is optimism for the sugar beet crop.
In all honesty, you know, with the moisture that we had in August and then the heat to come after that to stress it and get those sugar levels up again, I think a lot of guys that I've talked to anyway are pretty, they're looking forward to the beet harvest. They think there's quite a crop out there. So
before the rain, CHS Ag Services was spreading fertilizer at most of its locations. With the surging fertilizer prices, Brown is encouraging farmers to have a crop nutrient strategy.
I think the main thing is making sure that they have that supply. And I know we're going to do everything that we can to secure that supply for our farmer owners. And really at the end of the day, that's the main thing is having that fertilizer availability to be able to put it on the ground. Because if you don't, price doesn't matter.
In